going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
You've been a very helpful witness, Mr. Cohen. Mr. McNulty, take the stand. Might I remind you, you're under oath. Smartphones go away. We're better off or worse off?
Unequivocally better.
Better off without them.
Unequivocally. And I point to the example of the Louisiana crawfish boil. You and I have talked about this before. It's one of the few places that exist anywhere from high-speed travel on the interstate to intimate moments with your family where the cell phone is not a constant fixation. And I am not preaching, you know, from Ohio on this. I am 100% that person with the phone in the hand. But at the crawfish boil, the phone is in the pocket because the hands are busy and covered in crawfish guts. And isn't that nice? Just for a few minutes. Whatever is dinging and pinging and ponging in your, on your phone can just wait until you get that mushroom at the, underneath that.
So, hang on a second. Jordan Fiegel, our millennial misanthrope, sent a gift to me of Old Man Simpson yelling out at Old Man Yells at Clouds. And Jordan said, that's what this conversation is. Now, yes, now I don't think it is because I just don't think. Go ahead, Dave. What are you going to lose?
I think I look at it in a the phone is a lot of things. What it has really boiled down to is no longer a phone. It's a computer that is a content gathering machine.
Exactly.
You see people are they're photographing everything, they're videoing everything. You can do all this before.
It's not a phone. It's a computer. Let's redefine it because it's not a phone. It's a computer.
It's a very small computer that happens to have a phone app. But you could do all these things before, and people did. And it just took a slight more effort, and what you turned out was more valuable as a result. Not everybody was a cultural anthropologist because they could wave their little pocket computer at things and, like, have commentary on it anytime something upset them at waiting in line at the supermarket or they're bored in their car. You had to make an effort to put your opinions and your angst and your frustrations and your judgments out into the world. And maybe that pause of like, I'm so upset, I'm going to compose a letter to the editor, or I am going to have a discussion about this with my friends on the porch. Maybe that pause and that mental activity, or just the process of developing your film and seeing what was on that camera, maybe that cooled you off just a bit, and maybe not having that cool off period is the reason people are so dang hot and quick.
No. Irrelevant. Your Honor, objection, irrelevant. That's got nothing. No. See you. Thank you, Dave. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for working for Monday. Let's talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. How you doing, man? Where you been eating? Where you been drinking?
Well, everywhere I've been doing that, I've been taking pictures and videos with my phone. So
there you go.
Reality check here.
Mm-hmm. You could be using a camera for that.
Yeah, and if you see me doing one of my exercise walks along Bayou St. John, I got my phone in my hand and I'm taking notes on my phone. Yeah, it would change my life for sure. But, you know, interesting thought experiment. Mm-hmm. Tommy, I've had a great week of eating and drinking, and I've had a great week of talking with New Orleans people, restaurant people, but also just restaurant lovers about restaurants, about dining out, about food. because we're in that pivotal time, and I feel like we've talked about this for a while now, coming into the summer. Summer is so crucial, so pivotal, so rough for the restaurants, but also the flip side of it is it can be so rewarding for us as restaurant and food enthusiasts. And the evidence of that is just playing out all over my coverage this week. I had an interesting sort of a thought experiment, a theory that I was analyzing with restaurant people. You know, restaurants take a lot of hits in the summertime. Would it be better to just close, just altogether close for a lot of New Orleans restaurants? You all go on hiatus, hibernate, avoid the losses you inevitably take, and then, you know, open up in late September, October, see you for the upswing. And that was in theory. And I was getting feedback from restaurant people about that. And then right in the middle of gathering that information, I learned that one is doing pretty much just that. The Uptown restaurant Boucherie in Carrollton, actually. Great place. Been around forever. Started as a food truck. Grew into a really unique restaurant. They decided, you know what? We're closing all of June, all of July. We'll see you in August when culinary, the citywide summer dining program starts up. We just can't do it. We can't take the losses we took last summer, and we have some other options for our staff, which is a crucial thing.
That's what I wanted to ask you. How do you do that? What does that look like for the staff?
Well, so they're an outlier, right? But it was interesting because Boucherie is testing out the thing that a lot of restaurant people have told me they have mulled and haven't found a way to quite do. And the big thing is that, right? You need your staff. You've trained your staff. You love your staff. They're great at what they do. You can't just tell them to hit the bricks and try to rehire everybody in 3 or 4 months, right? It just, that's how ski towns work. That's how beach towns work. But that's not New Orleans, not yet anyway. Are we going that way? I don't know. In the case of Boucherie, they had a unique circumstance where they have another restaurant around the corner called Boure, which is very casual. And the chef, Nathaniel, over both of them, he is in the process of revamping Boure to become something much different, much more sort of a picture like an uptown Bacchanal with an outdoor patio, kind of beer garden, wine garden, a lot of charcuterie, deli, that kind of thing. And he's got a farm-to-table program that he's developing with a large warehouse space. It's going to bring a lot of fresh food in, and he works with schools on lunch and feeding programs. So he's got other things in the works that he can deploy his restaurant staff to do until through June and July, for those who want to stick with him, until August when Boucherie reopens. Not all restaurants have that. Pointedly, restaurant people I talked to said, yeah, we really did consider it. Like, we lose our shirts. Like, they really lose a lot of money. I'm not talking about not making money or not doing as well as they do, you know, in February, March. Like, they lose, they gush money until the upswing comes around. And so they're looking for anything to help them, and they have to consider, well, what if we just close the doors, cut expenses, didn't have to turn on the AC, didn't have to do this, didn't have to do that. But it all comes down to they want to keep their folks, they want to keep their people. So they find different ways to do it. Great example, I have a story about this right now, NOLA.com, is the restaurant Palm and Pine, who are very open with me about how they've struggled with this. It's a great restaurant on the edge of the French Quarter, very close to the Sanger. I recommend it all the time. It's a modern New Orleans restaurant. I really love it. And so they go into summer trim. You know, they cut what they can. They cut a day of service. They cut one of the weekend brunches. They close an hour early. They reduce staff. They go down to one bartender. The chefs, the owners are both chefs, and now they're working stations in the kitchen where maybe they're working two of them where before they had a cook working one of them. And it's not all about cuts. They also do things to bring people in and boost interest. So they start a guest chef series through the summer. They bring in other people from around the country that they're friends with, they want to collaborate with, and they can do a special event around. And that's what you start seeing as the summer progresses. Restaurants go off the script. They do a lot of different things. They're trying to boost interest in the public. And frankly, they're also recharging their own spirit, the morale. They're getting their fighting spirit back up. Like, this is why we do this. Being a restaurateur, a small independent mom and pop kind of place. And I, by the way, that qualifies everything from a sandwich shop to a Commander's Palace. I mean, these are all, independent restaurants are all kind of family restaurants in New Orleans. It's a passion business, and that passion battery can take a beating in the summer when you look at low reservation books and empty dining rooms and empty bars. Start to wonder if people like you or not anymore. Where is everybody? Truth is, they're feeling kind of broke themselves, or they're at the beach, or the tourists aren't around, but they're still thinking about you, so you give them reasons to come back out and see you. And that's another reason why summer dining in New Orleans is kind of glorious. The locals have campus to themselves, right? And the restaurants are going more than halfway to attract you, and it can be a really good time, and your business will never matter more. And we can talk a lot more about this as the summer goes on, Tommy. I want to keep going on it. But,
yeah, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. One thing I do want to touch on, since you brought it up, is about the staff, because this is the way my mind works. I'm thinking it's important that...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
You have a staff that you're comfortable with, that wait staff. It can make or break the restaurant, right? The front of the house. So you want to keep the good people you have, but yet... if you close, what are they going to do? Are you going to get them back? Are they going to go do something else? But if you don't close and you stay open and it's slow, are they making any money anyway? We'll pick it up there. We come back with Ian McNulty. Also, we'll talk eating and drinking spots. You got any questions about where to eat or drink this Memorial Day weekend? The Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text line is open as always, 504-260-1870. Please do not text and drive. More with Ian McNulty when we come back on WWL. So as we talk about restaurants, you know, if you burn stuff in a kitchen, nobody knows about it. You just cook it over. When you screw it up on the air, everybody knows about it. I dropped tea on my papers and my notes, which meant I tried to open something online while I was talking Ian McNulty, and as I tried to do that, I opened it, and it came up in Japanese. At that point, I was pretty much screwed. Let's talk about staffing in restaurants and the conundrum of it's slow in summertime, so you don't want to close because you don't lose your staff, but if they're not making any money anyway, how do you balance that?
Well, as I learned from my story this week, there are strategies that restaurants have deployed over the long term. One of them is you encourage folks to take vacations, you know, take 2 weeks, take a month. But, you know, things are changing, Tommy, and it's getting harder. It's getting harder for the restaurants to manage this summer shift because as we all know, costs are going up. Costs are especially going up for restaurants. Food prices, staffing, utilities, that unabated insurance crisis that the state is contending with while our leaders waste a lot of time on social warfare, cultural war issues instead of just fixing the things that would really help us. Can you tell I'm pleading? All of these things impact restaurants especially. And because of their profit margins are so very thin, and in New Orleans, and this is not just the city thing, this is all over the metro area because the metro area is completely dependent on New Orleans. They have to save up money in the good times because they know they're going to give it away in the slow times. And so the strategies have to change because that math is getting much, much harder. So it's getting to the point now where restaurant people tell me, in some cases, if they're hiring people during the busy time because they need all hands on deck, they're going to have full dining rooms. This is great. This is the time to make hay. Sometimes they're telling these folks, look, this is a seasonal hire now. And if you're from out of town, you know, if you have some connections back home, wherever that is, maybe get a summer job back there. You know, if you have friends working somewhere else that's really busy in the summertime, maybe think about doing that, because we'd love to have you back in October, but we might not be able to keep you June, July, August, September. So that's different. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The staffing thing is the conundrum. That's the thing. And so, you know, they encourage vacations, and frankly, just people earn less. And another way that plays out is, you know, some of the biggest supporters of the local restaurant scene are other restaurant hospitality workers, waiters, cooks, bartenders, managers, the people who live and breathe that business and love hospitality and really get it. They spread their money around. I mean, sometimes the hospitality economy in New Orleans feels like one pot of money that sort of gets traded from mm-hmm. restaurant and bar to restaurant and bar. But one measure you can see is that, you know, Monday nights are usually really big for restaurants that are open, because people from hospitality jobs go out on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Their places may be closed. That's a good night for a lot of places until the summer starts progressing. And as the summer progresses, it gets less and less busy because those people have less and less money. I mean, you can just read it in the room sometimes. So, you know, it's a big problem. It's a big issue. And it's something that everybody in the business has to contend with. And again, I'll harp on this a little bit. It's not just the city. It's not just, oh, that's what you get for, you know, depending on tourism in New Orleans. All of the metro area is one way or the another dependent on New Orleans, which is the economic engine of Louisiana. And there's a lot riding on the hospitality culture of New Orleans that spreads out throughout the entire community. And so even people who run restaurants in Metairie and Kenner and the West Bank, they tell me, yeah, it's slower in the summer because everybody's feeling it. Everyone has less money and people go on vacations and they're contending with coming back to school bills. So there's a lot of it to go around, and there's no one solution, but I know that people are getting more creative with it because the odds and the stakes are getting harder.
Let's make some suggestions for people. Somebody texted in and said they understand the problem the restaurants face. That's why they and their wife try to go to a different restaurant each week to try to support them that they've never eaten at before. So give me some suggestions, some places where people can go in if they want to support the local restaurant, have something different to eat. Give me some suggestions for places that perhaps people have never been.
Let me give you a couple of strategies first, okay? We can talk particular restaurants, but you know, everybody is feeling it. So I don't want to single out, hey, go to Joe's restaurant or whatever,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Think about the flexibility of your own schedule, because even as slow as things get in the summertime, Friday at 7 o'clock is still the time that everyone wants to go out to dinner. Saturday at 7 o'clock is when everyone wants to go out to dinner. And I've had restaurant people tell me they pull their hair out because in the summertime, they know they're going to do 75% of their business for the night at one seating at 7 o'clock on Friday or Saturday. So if it's summertime, you're able to kick off early and get a 5 o'clock reservation. Heck, I've gotten 4:30 p.m. reservations before. And Tommy, I am here for it, because that means cocktail hour starts early.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. And if you can extend the day with these late sunsets and you have some aperitifs somewhere, and then you pick up that 8 o'clock reservation, even that 8:30 reservation, sun's gone down, it's getting cool. Maybe you can eat outside on the patio, because as hot as it is in the summertime during the day, it often is very nice to sit outside in the evening if you're surrounded by big oak trees and gardens and such. Do that, you know. So that lets the restaurants basically double or triple the business that they can do. Don't look at, you know, if you go to book an online reservation and you see it's all the 7 o'clocks are booked up. Be a little flexible with your schedule. Also, pick up the phone. Very often, especially in New Orleans, don't rely on what the internet shows you, please. Like, it's not everything you see on Resy or OpenTable is the only reservations that these restaurants have, especially if you're calling from a 504 or 985 number. The restaurant picks that up. They know you're local. Yeah, they often have a couple tables they're holding back or that aren't on their online platform. So maybe you can get that 7 o'clock after all. Or they may suggest, hey, if you could come in at 6:30, that would be great. Work with them a little bit, mm-hmm. right? To that effect, parties. You know, the parties, the holiday party scene is huge for restaurants. You can make your own holiday party in the summertime. That, you know, three out of 12 people are bound to have birthdays between the months of June, July, and August, right? Mm-hmm. So do it up, you know, do it up like it was a holiday party. It's a lot easier to get a table for 10 in June, and July, and August than it is in December. Believe me, I'm a December baby. Maybe I'm going to do halfway to my birthday party this year.
Do that?
Yeah, Tom, I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Why do you have to be 2.5? Why can't you be 35 and a half?
Exactly. So that's another idea. Or also, if you're booking a party, if you know you're booking a party, your law firm, your accounting firm, whatever, is booking a party, a Christmas party, you know, you're going to spend some money, you have that budgeted for the holidays. I'm not talking about doing it now. Don't change the world. But you're going to book a party in December or something. Book it now and pay the deposit now. You know you're going, but the restaurant could use that cash now badly for the business that they're going to give you when it's the busy time. Is it things like that? Just think about, like, what can I do? I'm not asking you to spend more money because we're all up against it. You know, there's only so much discrepant. You know what I mean? The dining dollars.
There's only so much money go around. I mean, right. And if I owned a restaurant, I'd be concerned about that because there's only so much disposable income that people have.
Right. So use it right. And I've had restaurant people tell me, too, like we're trying to be creative because New Orleans people are generous. You can't say, like, hey, you should tip more. New Orleans people tip very well. They get it. It's the hospitality culture. But just be more strategic and a little more creative in how we help these restaurants get through their hard time. I mean, Tommy, it's a lot like a mini COVID in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to minimize that. But you know, the way that we talked about how do we support restaurants during the pandemic when they were under these harsh limitations and they were really on the ropes. It's a little bit like that in the summertime. And so just think how you can meet these places halfway. Think about the places you really value. Think about the places you haven't been to in a long time. And I'm here to tell you, this summer, you know, I'm going to be telling you about all kinds of new restaurants. Boy, I've got some hot ones coming up in the next couple of weeks that you're going to love hearing about. That's called a tease.
Right.
But you're also going to be hearing from me all summer long about restaurants that have been around for a while that I'm revisiting. Because that's one of the things that I've embraced for this summer, this slow season. I'm going to walk the walk of going to these places that I haven't been to in a while and hopefully putting them back on the map for folks.
Before we run out of time, there's only so much money to go around, but the people hold the Greek Fest every year, 50th annual. They need some, you know, attendance as well. Tell me a couple of words about the Greek Fest before we let you go, please.
So glad you brought this up. It's the 50th anniversary. This is a really special festival. It feels like a family reunion, a Greek family reunion built around food and wine on Bayou St. John. It's so terrific. It's up there by the lake. And what makes it different is that it's not restaurant vendors. It's not caterers and that kind of thing that we see at most festivals, which are wonderful. For Greek Fest, it is the community. It is home cooking on a massive scale. From the guys manning the rotisseries for the spring lamb to the amazing bake shop inside that they set up. There's a market. People go there and go shopping, Tommy. I mean, they bring bags to bring stuff home. And you'll see people filling up the Tupperware that they brought in for all the baked goods and the specialty products in the market. And then just feasting all day long on the specialties. And by the way, I've got a hot tip. Feta fries are back. Okay. After a hiatus since the pandemic, Greek Fest has brought back the feta fries. Also, the ouzo lemonade, the ouzo jello shots, and the pomegranate daiquiris. Opa, my friend. It's going to be good on the bayou at Greek Fest.
Thank you, Ian McNulty. A pleasure as always. You can find everything Ian talks about at Ian McNulty. Just Google his name and it'll come up. I will say this, when it comes to Greek Fest, having been there, in addition to all the great stuff to eat and drink and everything else, take a tour of the church because it's a beautiful building. It really is. And they give tours of the church. You got to be respectful, of course, but it's a beautiful building. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on at the National World War II Museum for Memorial Day, which, of course, happens this weekend. We'll take a break, come back, WWL. Right now, traffic.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid Grand Touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class,
or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.